Welcome back to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor. Really pleased to have with me once again Dr. Roger Moss. He's the President, Director, and CEO of Labrador Gold Corp. Roger's got a very impressive history. He's over 30 years of exploration geology. He's had at least one gold discovery under his belt that he's credited with. That's the Navajab discovery gold deposit in Namibia, but he's been all around the world, various places, Africa, Central and South America, Eastern Europe, Canada, and of course it's the Canadian work that he's doing right now that we're really focused on for Labrador Gold. Really happy to have Roger with me again. Before I say hello to Roger, I should note that the stock trades in Toronto under the symbol LAB. You can buy it in the U.S. as I have under the symbol NKOSF. 153 million shares, $1.03 I saw earlier today in Canadian money, giving it a market cap of 157 million Canadian dollars. Welcome, Roger, and thanks for joining me again.
Thanks, Jay. It's great to be back on the show again.
It's really good to have you. I know that you've been spending quite a bit of time up on the property, so I'm sure you're very excited about what's taking place there. I know investors who have been following the amazing gold discovery by your next-door neighbor there, Newfound Gold, on the, I guess they call it the Queensway Project, they've had some phenomenal gold assays, but some of the assays that you've reported are look almost identical to some of the outstanding ones that they've been talking about. They've had, of course, a head start on your project. They've been working on it for a lot longer. But you're in the same belt of rocks, as I understand it. But I might just mention just a few of the high-grade headline numbers, at least, that were passed along. Starting in June, you had 3.6 meters of 20.6 grams on your Kingsway project. You had 1.85 meters of 50.38 grams. You had another report of a half a meter of 276.56 grams per ton. Another one of 4.28 meters of 44 grams per ton. Another one of 1.12 meters of 128.51 grams of gold per ton. Obviously, to say those are extremely exciting numbers, and I'm sure people should realize what's going on. So that's why we're glad to have you here. And maybe just sort of give us an overview of what you've learned so far from your drilling, from drill results on your Kingsway project.
Yeah, absolutely. It has been quite a ride the last few months since we started getting the assays in. As you know, the turnaround time is quite a while these days, and it tends to be a little frustrating. But we do have assays flowing now, and the ones that you highlighted there are indeed some of our best assays that we've announced to date. And I think you're right. It's similar grades to what Newfound Gold has been seeing down south at Queensway, and we're just getting started. Really, we have been drilling for a few months now. Since April, so that's good. That's a good time. And a few things that we've learned. Probably the biggest thing that we've learned is it just ain't easy. I mean, I guess if it was, everybody would be finding such great grades. But we're learning a lot as we go. We are the geology is complex, both in terms, mostly in terms of the structure, the folding, mm-hmm. faulting, and you know, if you talk to geologists that work in these orogenic environments, they'll tell you that that structure is a good thing, and those kinds of structures introduce the gold into the rocks, and then the folds can concentrate the gold in fold hinges and things like that. So, you know, it's a really good environment for us to work in, and I think we've learned a lot about the geology. We've learned that there are both structural and lithological controls, so it's not mm-hmm. just the faults that control the gold mineralization, but also the changes in rock type can have mm-hmm. an effect. And we've learned a few things about the geochemistry. So, for example, because we don't get assays for so long, we have noted that that arsenic in the drill core is often closely correlated with the gold. And mm-hmm. so with our portable XRF machine in the core shack, we can scan the core, and where we get some high-grade arsenic numbers, we typically expect to get good gold grades. It's not a one-to-one correlation, but it's pretty good. And that really helps us target the next drill hole without having to wait 2 months for the assays to come back.
Mm-hmm. Right. Can you expedite those high arsenic values, those drill cores, and get them back a little faster possibly, or is that just hopeless?
We can do the labs do have a rush assay.
Yeah, but everybody else is rushing, probably.
Exactly. So you know that's exactly what happened. So that if we go back to this time last year when we were working, the typical turnaround for normal assays was a month. Mm-hmm. Typical turnaround now for normal assays is 2 months. And this time last year, if you rush the samples, you'd be looking at 10 days to 2 weeks. Now you're looking at about a month. So it's everything is pretty much doubled. The turnaround time is pretty much doubled, no matter whether you're talking about rush assays or normal assays. And it's just the labs are full. They just don't have the personnel to keep up with the amount of work that they have getting thrown at them.
Right. Well, you've got four drill rigs, I think. I don't know your next door neighbor there, but they must have how many? At least 12 or so. I think
they're eight or nine and working their way up. Yeah, I'm not sure how many they have right now. Yeah.
Yeah, so there's just an awful lot of core that's being sent to the labs and they can't keep up. Well, I want to ask you about your news yesterday. You commented that you got some permits to drill, I think, northeast of the Big Vein, where I think you've been spending most of your efforts so far. I saw in your news release yesterday that the first target is some 800 meters, I think, northeast of the Big Vein. What did you see that caused you to seek permission to drill in that direction from the Big Vein?
Well, basically, it goes back to what I have been talking about for a little while now. I call it the string of pearls. And mm-hmm. So where we're planning to drill right now is one of those pearls. And the pearls are either gold occurrences, such as Big Vein or Keats or Lotto down south, or mm-hmm. gold, an anomalous gold areas. So when we look at the map along the Appleton Fault, there are these occurrences all along it, and there are also these anomalous areas that are anomalous in gold. And so these are the pearls, and the Appleton Fault is the string. So this area that we're looking at drilling now, it's one that shows a lot of promise. It's one where we had some really good results from till sampling earlier in the summer. And we believe that somewhere between Big Vein and this area that we're and where those till samples are, we're going to find another gold occurrence just because of what we saw in the till samples. So I think that the rationale for putting the drill where it is, and it's up ice of where those till samples are, is to essentially to discover another gold occurrence.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're certainly your neighbors there. The Newfound folks have been finding multiple high-grade epizonal structures and mineralized zones that are really exciting. This string of pearls that you're talking about, I guess, probably has something to do with tectonic movements. Perhaps it's sort of over time spaces these different structures out. Is that how you'd understand it?
Yeah, I think so, Jay. That's pretty much right on. Basically, the structures introduce the gold into the upper crust, and mm-hmm. Where we see these localizations of occurrences or pearls, as I call them. They're typically at places where secondary structures intersect the main, mm-hmm. in this case, Appleton Fault structure. Uh-huh. We have intersecting structures. That's a perfect place to look for and find these gold occurrences.
Well, I think it's very exciting because I know Quentin Henning has talked about earlier on this whole the Belt of Rocks having the potential to have multiple Fosterville-like deposits, and my goodness, the kind of numbers you're seeing early on in your project, as well as Newfounds, is looking very, very promising. Like, he could be right about that. And now you're talking about a string of pearls. So we can dream. Of course, it's we have to hold our pants on while we wait for the assays. Of course, that's the problem.
Exactly. I should actually give a shout out to Quentin there because it was really his comments on Newfound Gold's original discovery that they reported back in January of 2020 that really made me look for and acquire this Kingsway project. So big huge thanks to Quentin Henning for that impetus.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, so you have a drill program now. I think you had something like you increased the drill program from 20,000 meters to 50,000 meters. You got four drills operating. So what did you see? I mean, was it the early drill results that caused you to say we got to move this thing along faster that got you to go to 50,000 meters? And perhaps you can tell us where you're at right now in terms of the drilling of those 50,000 meter in this program.
Yeah, sure. I mean, really the impetus for increase the drilling. I mean, we had no doubt that there was a lot of drilling to be done here. We have 12 kilometer strike length of the Appleton Fault, and so we were already generating targets that we could see would eventually become drill worthy. And but you know, you have to be somewhat conservative with your cash and mm-hmm. Sort of plan your drilling around the cash that you have. And we were very fortunate that we did a couple of financings in April and May of this year with Eric Sprott and Newfound Gold, and that really topped the treasury up and gave us the confidence to be able to plan for a 50,000 meter drill program because of the cash on hand.
Mm-hmm. And how far are you through that 50,000 drill program now?
How much of the we're probably at about 15,000
only. Okay. And how much of the drill core have you got assays back for? Roughly what percentage?
I would say 60%, maybe 2/3, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, there's going to be a lot more drill results coming. That's what I'm hearing.
Exactly.
You mentioned cash. How is the cash position now for the company? Pretty good, I guess. You're still in pretty good shape, certainly, to carry out this program.
Oh, absolutely. We're still really, really cashed up. I think our current cash on hand is 33 million Canadian, and so we have enough money in the bank to see us through the 50,000 meters and more.
And can you drill year round there, Roger?
Yeah, we actually started drilling in late March, early April this year, and we plan to drill through the winter again this year. There are a couple of things that the access gets a bit messy during while we're waiting for the snow to come and the freeze up to happen, and again when we have the thaw from winter going into spring. So there'll probably be periods of 2 weeks or so where we'll have to close down the drills just because of weather conditions. But mm-hmm. other than that, we expect to be able to drill. Right through.
Well, that's a real blessing because a lot of the Canadian companies, of course, have to shut down for a number of months. With just a few seconds, well, I guess about a minute or two left here yet, what, you know, maybe to a lot of investors, metallurgy sounds like a boring topic, but it's my impression that the gold mineralization there is largely free milling, probably relatively easy metallurgy is what is anticipated. Am I on the right track there?
Yeah, I think so. Right on. We haven't done any metallurgical studies. I should say that, but we do see the visible gold in the drill core in the quartz veins, and when we do a metallic screen assay, which we do for any drill core in which we see visible gold, we do see that the coarse fraction of the sieve material contains a lot more gold than the fine fraction. And So I think we're looking at coarse gold, and I would not expect it to be metallurgically problematic at all.
Good. Well, that's really good news, and it's very often deal breakers. I didn't expect it with your project, given what I've been observing, but it sounds really good. Well, Roger, it sounds like you're on the right track. Things seem to be going well. We look forward to keeping up with this story going forward, for sure. I mean, I think it's certainly one of the most exciting regions in the world right now is where you're involved. So thanks so much for sharing with us once again, and we'll look forward to talking to you sometime in the not-too-distant future, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks very much, Jay. Pleasure to be here.
You bet.